What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 as today there's football being played.
How about that? How much are you going to watch?
Not very much. It's the Hall of Fame game. Yeah. It'll be versus the Chargers and the Detroit Lions. Obviously, they're in Ohio, in Canton, Ohio, and starts at 7 p.m. and it is on NBC. Those are the things that you need to know. I know that we have Trey Lance starting, and that's about the information that I've cared to gather about what's happening.
I'll watch the first quarter, right?
We'll see if I get through the first
quarter. I kind of want to see what Trey Lance looked like. That's kind of a somebody that I guess people thought was going to be good at one point.
Yeah.
So I would watch just to see him.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, but I think with Trey Lance, the thing with him was he came out in the midst of all the COVID stuff, and he just hadn't played enough football. Mm-hmm. And then he got to San Francisco, and he was the starter, but he got injured a whole bunch, and he didn't play that much football. And the Cowboys traded for him, and he didn't play that much football. And so now he's with the Chargers, and he still hasn't played that much football. So, I just don't know how much I could reasonably expect from him as a dude who has not played enough football than to evaluate him while he hasn't played that much football. Plus, it's the Hall of Fame game, and nobody's out here with no starters. This is deep. These are the guys that are deep on your 90, man, as you're trying to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And so these guys only really matter, I think, in an entertainment perspective.
For those teams
and the people who are interested in them.
Yeah, but first football in nearly 6 months, I'm going to watch at least a quarter. I got to get my fix.
I think the one issue I have about this, because it's one thing just watching the actual game, but it's going to be a whole bunch of side interviews and stuff like that, which I get because who's trying to watch all of these, like Reggie said, the back of the 90-man mm-hmm. roster people, but it's going to be a whole bunch of interviews and talking about this person that got in the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. It's going to be a lot of that type of stuff where the game really going to be in the background.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're looking at Pat McAfee, who's doing his show on the road there in Ohio. It's a little drizzly, ain't it?
A little rainy out there. It's a fun event, though. Have you ever been?
I have not.
It kind of reminds me of last year where they had to cancel the doggone game.
That's exactly what I was getting towards. I was like, how much football are we actually going to get? Because I see weather.
Yeah. I ain't know Ohio get that much rain. It never rained that much since I've been living there.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But again, 7 p.m., NBC. I imagine they're going to do what they can to try and watch some football. But, man, it's nice to not be beholden to the weather out there.
Yeah, it looked bad in the background, too.
It does look bad. It does.
Yeah, but best of luck to all the folks out there. And happy football return day for anybody mm-hmm. for whom this matters.
Football weather.
Hey, man. Somebody said, who cares? It's football, baby. And I am a sports sicko. I think that I've established that very, very well. But for some reason, the place where I will not get too sick, I'm not just watching any football. I will watch a lot of football, don't get me wrong, but there is a threshold for which it gets to a point where I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want this quality of football in my eyes.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather watch this or a random summer league NBA game that's related to the Rockets?
This.
I'm sick because I'd say summer league.
You are a sick that's individual.
Too that's too much.
What is wrong with you, man?
Way too much.
That is 20 times worse than the Hall of Fame game,
I don't know if it's 20 times. It's definitely worse. Bro. I won't fight you on that. But I don't know if it's 20 times worse.
Those summer league games be rough.
They're rough.
But this is the thing. I think that
I'd rather watch some dudes at the YMCA play basketball.
That's what you are watching. What are you talking about? Here's the problem, though. I feel like you can get a more entertaining brand of basketball with lesser players than you can football. Like football, especially with quarterback play, without good quarterback play, football is rough.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean just the quarterback. Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
713-572-4610. Which sport is...
About guys that can't make a shot.
Which sport is better when you get to levels of capability? Is it football? Is it basketball?
You're watching all this iron clanging and everything else? Come on, man.
All right. we'll let the ultimate decider have it. Which is the people.
Yeah.
Which is the text line, 713-572-4610. Speaking of watching football, though, I know that we are all in it for the game on the field.
Mm-hmm.
However, oftentimes the announcers in the booth can help make it, help push it along, right? Anytime that you happen to be listening to a little bit of Westwood One, you hear some Kevin Harlan, mm-hmm. make your day go pretty good, don't it?
Yes, it
right?
does.
Like you listen to certain announcers, and it makes you feel pretty good. Well, they've NFL on CBS has announced their announced teams, and of course, the A team remains as it is, has it been. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson.
Mm-hmm.
No surprises there. Would this be considered as the B team?
Yes.
Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, and Evan Washburn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exciting to have J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt's climbing the ranks.
Real fast.
Real fast. He's on the B team.
Does that not feel like, mm-hmm. though, that Texas will have a good opportunity to see a J.J. Watt a few times this year?
Yes, because, well, presuming they are what we think they are. But, yeah, J.J. Watt is going to be the backup, the number two team. I have a couple questions for you guys. All right? Now, number three is Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, Melanie Collins.
Which I'll never be mad at. You can't get me to hate Kevin Harlan. I won't have it.
And I'm going by their list. And number four, Andrew Catalan, Charles Davis, Jason McCourty, A.J. Ross. Five, we are quite familiar with his work over the years.
The fifth team?
Spiro Didis, Adam Archuleta, and Aditi Kinkawala. Number six is Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker, and sideline reporter to be named later.
That's right. We're filling this out. We're filling this out how we will. But no, shout out to JJ. And I'm super excited to see, you know, what it is for him in that role. But I think that we all know JJ to be a student of the game football-wise. He's like, he brings a level of passion and excitement. I just can't wait to see it. And it'll be really fun the first time that he gets to call a Houston Texans game.
All right, two questions for you guys.
Okay.
First question. How long until J.J. Watt is on the A team? And second question, because we know Tony Romo. Second question, build your dream CBS booth.
Mm.
Let me start while you guys think.
Yeah, no, I was like, it seems like you really want to get one off here, so you got
so
it,
that A team, I mean, for him to be on the A team, he will probably have to replace Romo, right?
Yes. My answer to the first question is, I'm just assuming J.J. is going to be great. Because he's always great at these things. I'm going to say next year.
Wow, that is fast.
Yeah.
Tony Romo has been feeling it, feeling the heat. He's been feeling the heat.
But I do wonder if Tony Romo has been able to exist as the one, in a, not exactly the same way, because they're not the same guy, but in a similar way, Tom Brady is the one for Fox, which is, yes, he's here to be the, you know, the analyst on the A-team, but he's also here to be a sales guy, like a personality that people can sell. But the thing about it is J.J. Watt has a good amount of that.
Yeah.
So, it feels weird to say 1 year. I think I'd go a little bit longer, I'd say 2 to 3. But it does feel like he has opportunity, especially if Tony Romo doesn't get out here and really get in his playbook and get on his grind.
I think it'll be next year. And here's the other thing about Tony Romo. Not only has he been criticized, but it's been a minute since he's been, you know, kind of at the top of the heap in terms of popularity. J.J. Watt is at.
You saying he Phil Sims?
Yes. Well, he's going down that path. J.J. Watt is at the top of his heap. Now, let me build my dream, the dream CBS booth. Kevin Harlan.
100%.
That's mine.
100%.
J.J. Watt. And you guys have heard her. I think she is awesome. And probably, I love Tracy Wolfson, don't get me wrong, but I would put Aditi Kinkabwala. She's
pretty good, man.
Really good.
She's really good.
Really, really, really good.
Do we still have the audio that I had from Aditi Kinkabwala? She's been out doing a little bit of work. It's cool if we don't. I could just describe it because she went and interviewed Joe Flacco, who may be the starter for the
Browns.
Yeah. And she was interviewing Joe Flacco. It was kind of a nice little piece that she put together. But she also interviewed Joe Flacco's son. And it's funny to me just because it is an opportunity for us to enjoy the soaring ignorance of youth that can happen sometimes, which I still find myself at some points, beholden to. This is Joe Flacco's son talking about how he views his father, Super Bowl champion Joe Flacco.
Do you watch old videos of your dad?
Yeah.
Well, are you ever impressed? Like, do you watch America's Game, like the old Super Bowls or anything, and say, wow, I can't believe my dad did that?
No.
Never? You've never seen anything impressive?
Nope.
Not like...
I'm not impressed. He stinks.
What? Excuse me. Hold on. What about like the playoff win in Denver when he was with the Ravens and it was like minus 12 degrees? Do you know what I'm talking about? Big, huge throws.
Good. That's a good swing.
Why is it not impressive? Just because he's your dad?
Hold the bat. Instead of holding the bat like this, hold it more like that. Go ahead.
Because he's a bad
What would your dad have to do to not stink?
Win another Super Bowl.
Win another Super Bowl. That's it. That's where the bar is.
That's all.
That would make me sad if I was Joe Flacco.
I know.
Damn.
I think Aditi's great. And the thing I like about her, she came up from covering high school sports for a newspaper, you know, all the way up. So I would say Harlan, JJ, and Aditi. Who do you like?
I wouldn't be mad at that one bit. It'd be hard for me to throw JJ immediately into that space just because I still want to see more. I like Harlan. I think that I've gotten even more of a respect. I like Charles Davis when he was covering college, and I've gotten even more of a respect listening to Seth and how much he respects Charles Davis and what he brings to the table. So I think I might actually be interested in putting a Charles Davis, if not a Ross Tucker, in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'd probably stick with Tracy. I think that getting that sideline, like the relationships that you have to get the sideline reports, I think it matters in a big way, and I think that Tracy's done a great job over her time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I will probably go Kevin Harlan. I think I'm going to steal your answer, Lopez. Aditi, I'm going to go with her. But I'm looking at I kind of like Jason McCourtney.
Jason McCourtney.
I would like to see Jason McCourtney with, not Jim Nance, but Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are some, that's what's happening there with CBS team. Some other things that are happening. Let's take it to Nashville where the Titans play. And look. You can feel bad about the defense here in Houston really taking it to the offense. But let's have a little schadenfreude. You know I like that. The offense in Nashville with the Tennessee Titans maybe has not been going all that well. Why do I say that? Well, listen to Cam Ward, the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, talk about what his offense is like thus far.
I just think we're very mid right now from my position to up front to the receiver's position, but at the end of the day, it all starts with me. I just don't think we're at where we need to be, but we got a little bit of time. And so every day we get better as a whole. We're a young team, but that's no excuse. At the end of the day, we got to come with the right mindset every day and come to work.
Mid.
Very mid right now. Do you like this? Because I've got to be honest. This kind of made me like Cam Ward even more.
I agree with you. And I think that's a large narrative that's growing out there just because, the awareness. You know, and unafraid to kind of take control, you know, as a quarterback.
No, he seemingly is taking, exactly, control. He's taking the level of ownership, and he seems like he wants to be coached hard, and he wants to have a high standard for himself.
Yeah.
I do think, though, just go ahead and keep being mid, dog. You ain't got to worry about that. And apparently that's how Madden sees him. 72 rating overall for Cam Ward, the quarterback of the Titans. I believe that is the lowest rating for a number one overall pick. In recent history.
Is it really?
Yes. I didn't see that. The quarterbacks was rated pretty low, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I want to say Jackson Dart was like a 68 or something like that. It was kind of rough.
I wonder who had said all draft process long that this quarterback class was not very good. If only someone had
said that. Look at you,
look at you leaning on Madden.
I wonder if someone would have said that.
What's your source, Madden?
I mean, we know that owners in the NFL lean on Madden ratings. They might not be good ones.
One owner.
But we know that
one
they're
owner.
Well, if you want to lean on that, you might be scared of Travis Hunter because that brother was, I want to say he was like in the
80s. Yeah.
And I thought that was crazy for a rookie.
It still remains to be seen. He does look really fluid, though, early on. And he's obviously handling, to some degree, the workload of playing both sides and working on both sides pretty well. I think I saw recently. All right.
I was right because
Reggie said, see, I told you.
I did tell you, though. Did I not, though? But did I not tell you, though? Where is the line?
Get back to
you. He's seen the Madden ratings. See?
Look. All right, so if you did want to buck
that. Man, Madden ratings been so disrespectful over the years,
too. I'm glad you said
that. So that's why I just, I can't.
Have they been too respectful at the top?
You think so?
I'm asking. I don't play Madden. So players with an overall 99 rating, y'all tell me, 713-572-4610. They have, what is it, seven players?
Seven players is
what
I saw.
With a 99 rating?
Correct. Those players?
Saquon, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Myles Garrett, Lane Johnson. Legitimate question, because is that too many at a 99?
Nah, honestly, I really don't pay attention to, like, the 99 club like that. Mm-hmm. I like to localize it a little bit, see what they think of the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And I think I looked at some of the rookies. I want to say Higgins was like a 74,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, which is pretty good for a second-round pick.
Yeah.
I want to say Ursary was like a 72, 71,
dang,
which is – he's a second-round pick too. So I felt like they were kind of being nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got it. I'm looking at it rather right at this moment. You're right on with Ursary being a 72, Jalen Knoll a 73. And then you were talking about Higgins as a 74. You were right on with all those guys. The top Texans, when you talk about Madden ratings, Joe Mixon is a 94. Derek Stingley is a 93. Do you agree with Mixon being better at what he does than Stingley being better at what he does?
I think so. A little more pelts on the wall.
Some other ones. Danielle Hunter as a 91 above. Nico Collins is an 88.
Come on, man.
Nico Collins is tied for the 14th highest rated wide receiver.
Come on, man.
In Madden.
Yeah, that's the one I would have a problem with.
Yeah, that one, I was like, oh, okay, so we're just going to be disrespectful. Yeah. All right, I got it. So I imagine Nico Collins, I guess he still has to bust more people's asses to get some mm-hmm. more respect, but hopefully we have an opportunity to see that. And real quick before we go, before we finish around the NFL, I try and get you your top 100 players.
Yes, sir.
Did I give you yesterday's? Because I feel like I did.
You gave it late, remember?
Justin Herbert and Aiden Hutchinson. Did I give you those?
No, you didn't give me those.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, finally another quarterback. Still no C.J. Stroud, so I believe and I hope that accurately means that C.J. Stroud rated higher by his peers than Justin Herbert. Aiden Hutchinson is at 55. Derwin James, 54, the safety mm-hmm. for the Chargers. And then 53, a man that you'll see week one against the Texans. He is a outside linebacker for the Los Angeles Rams, Jared Verse. So, thoughts?
I'll let you know.
All right, very good. That's around the NFL here in the loop on this Thursday on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, you know, Sports Radio 610, you got to listen 6A all the way to the evening when Area 45 shuts down on any given day. And this morning, I thought Sean Pendergast, one, put up a Pender poll that was very good, but then obviously the conversation that arose from it was very interesting. Week 6 bye week for your Houston Texans. And in your first five games, you have Rams, you have Bucks, you have a couple of division rivals, and then you have the Ravens in week 5. Would you prefer a 4-1 start where you lose to the Ravens or a 3-2 start where you get a victory against the Ravens? Which one is more preferable as a start headed into your bye week? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.